From Tidbits on July 29th, 2013, this is the case for a low-end plastic iPhone by Josh Centers. Rumors of a cheaper iPhone with a plastic case replacing the glass and aluminum cases of the last few iPhone models have been flying for years, but a video released to YouTube by user Detroit Borg provides some convincing evidence. In the video, he shows off a white plastic iPhone back panel provided by blogger Sunny Dixon. If the part is fake, it's an amazing forgery, as it even includes chassis components like the digitizer and camera lenses. I doubt the case shown is fake, but it could be an Apple design experiment. However, Dixon has posted photos of similar back panels in a rainbow of colors, implying that they're being mass-produced. If so, that would suggest a plastic iPhone debuting later this year, likely in conjunction with iOS 7. The more interesting question is, why is Apple returning to plastic for the case? When the company killed the white plastic MacBook in early 2012, it seemed as though it would be the end of plastic Apple devices, apart from airport base stations and the Apple TV boxes. The usual answer is to have a cheaper device for emerging markets and to compete at lower price points. Despite other products lagging in sales, the iPhone is booming, especially in emerging markets like India, which saw a 400% increase in sales in quarter 3 2013. Based on Tim Cook's comments during that investor call, it's the older models of iPhone, the 4 and 4S, that are largely driving that growth. Why not just keep selling older models at a discount, as Apple has done so far? When the next iPhone, called an iPhone 5S, comes out, Apple could drop the iPhone 4, make the iPhone 4S free with a 2-year contract, and sell the iPhone 5 for $99. Why not? Because the iPhone 5 is an expensive device to make. Although the materials cost for the iPhone 5 were estimated by iSupply at launch to be between $207 and $238, depending on storage capacity, the problem may instead be in manufacturing yield. As Apple's Senior Vice President of Design, Johnny Ive, boasted at the iPhone 5's launch, Apple's fit tolerances are so tight that iPhone 5 front and back panels have to be matched with a high-precision camera to within a few microns of each other. To put that in perspective, a human hair is about 75 microns wide. That's a tough feat to pull off in manufacturing, and it's likely that many iPhone 5 casings have to be rejected. While we can't be sure what the yield rate of the iPhone 5 is, we can look at Apple's reported cost per sale to see the impact. In the chart below, available on the website, we see that Apple's cost per sale plummeted in the first half of fiscal year 2012, but rose a whopping 67% between quarter 3 2012 and quarter 1 2013. What changed? In short, the iPhone 5. It was released September 21st, 2012. We're at the tail end of Apple's fourth quarter. Costs began to tip up in quarter 3, just before its debut. But in quarter 4, we start seeing Apple's costs moving in sync with iPhone revenues. Apple has since taken a hit to its gross margin, which is down nearly 6% from a year ago, a worrying trend for investors, and the iPhone 5 is a likely suspect. With such a difficult manufacturing process, Apple may not be able to justify lowering the price of the iPhone 5 as it has in the past with previous iPhone generations. And at the same time, the company is clearly looking hard at what's necessary to satisfy developing markets with a less expensive iPhone. As for the internal components, they could be identical to the iPhone 5 to take advantage of those parts becoming cheaper over time and of economies of scale in purchasing. Wrapping the iPhone 5 in a plastic case exploits those lowered costs and trades pricier glass and aluminum for molded plastic, all while sidestepping the thorny precision construction of the iPhone 5's casing. Such an approach also gives Apple the opportunity to release an iPhone 5S with improved specs to create price differentiation in the iPhone product line. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Transporter, and DOS Keyboard. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.